Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 40 years ago, our next guest's design firm decided to try something new, bringing landscape architects and civil engineers together into one company. That was in 1985, and they're still here, so it must have worked. Russ Seaman is president of Seaman Whiteside, and he joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Russ, welcome to the program.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on 40 years.
I appreciate that very much. It's been an awesome 40 years.
Well, tell us how it all got started and what it is you guys do.
Sure. We blend civil engineering and landscape architecture, among other land development services. My dad and Stuart Whiteside started the business in a room over the garage, have grown it since to we're hovering right around 215 employees now. Our mission statement is elevating the site design experience, and that's an internal charge and an external charge. Internally, you know, we want to make sure that we're really taking care of our people, giving them the best training and career paths that we can. And externally, that charge is to make sure we're really taking care of our clients and making sure their design experience is great through the process.
All right. Now, what brought this about, this bringing landscape architects and civil engineers together back in 1985? This was not a common thing.
It was not a common thing at the time. My dad and Stuart Whiteside had a vision to bring them together. The landscape architects are really looking at the form of the spaces and the aesthetics, and the civil engineers are looking at the function of the spaces. We felt like if we could put them both under one roof and have them work together, we'd end up with a superior site plan.
Is this for industrial sites, commercial sites of all types? Who are your customers?
Yeah, we work in a variety of sectors. Commercial work, we do single family residential work, we do multifamily, industrial, been doing some water resources projects, which are like flood studies and utility extensions, started a new department there, and have recently started a surveying department as well to, you know, go out and pick up site surveys.
So are a lot of companies now in your space that do the same thing, that have brought landscape architects and civil engineers together?
There are a number of companies that are doing the same model now. There's also companies that are, you know, still doing civil engineering and landscape architecture separately.
Now, what are the challenges right now in your industry?
There's a lot of challenges, and it really depends on the sector. I feel like we're fairly insulated in the Southeast. Our market has stayed pretty strong. In the industrial market, we've seen the warehousing kind of slow down for a little while. They built a lot of inventory, and there's not as many of the warehousing projects out there, but the manufacturing continues to keep going. Multifamily has also slowed down a little bit with some of the interest rates and the construction costs, but we're starting to see that pick back up a little bit. Single family housing is continuing to be really strong. Commercial is continuing to be really strong with a lot of shopping center projects. With all the flooding that you see in the news these days, the water resources department has got plenty of business. Other than that, the challenges are probably recruitment. And it's not just recruitment, but it's recruitment of people that have been in the business in that for that 5 to 10 year range. There's a lot of demand for those people and not as much supply.
Are the colleges and universities, tech schools, not putting out enough of people in these career fields?
You know, we are seeing plenty of candidates at the kind of entry level right out of school age. It's really a certain kind of missing middle of that 5 to 10 year experience range that's hard to get, but you need those people as part of your office structure. In terms of trying to overcome our recruitment challenges, what we've tried to do is really focus on our internal practices, building a really strong culture that is focused around our people, making sure they have the best tools and the best training opportunities and mentorship programs. And that's been really successful for us in terms of trying to recruit talent.
Well, Russ, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Russ Seaman is president of Seaman Whiteside in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.